Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Thousands of Jews gather at the Western Wall to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles and receive the priestly blessing. That's the headline. David Dolan and I will have more on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There are thousands of Jews and Christians that have come into Jerusalem, gone to the Western Wall in celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. There, the priestly blessing was pronounced upon all of these worshipers there at the Western Wall, confirming that is a Jewish site throughout all of history. And even those who have been preparing to put the temple up and the people who are in positions of leadership, the high priest, etc., reenacting the water libation during this special time. Just a great time in Jerusalem from the positive aspect.
Yes, Jimmy, and I've been there for most of the feast celebrations over the years, and I've seen that water celebration, and we had the Jerusalem March again this week where Christians from around the world who've come for the International Christian Embassy's feast celebration, and there were 4,000 or 5,000 of those this year. They've come from all over the world, 80-some countries, Jimmy. The Jewish connection to Jerusalem is deep. It's historical. Feast of Tabernacles itself celebrates the Jews leaving Egypt and coming into the Holy Land and living as aliens in the midst of it at first, and all their wanderings and having to live under the stars and all of this. This is all history. It actually happened. There they are in their land again. And that celebration went on, Jimmy, and I don't think anybody was at all delighted. They were there to celebrate God's goodness to the Jewish people historically and in the present terms and in the future, and of course, his goodness to all of his people, who, as we said last week, will all go up one day in the future to celebrate that feast, according to Zechariah 14.
The Jewish people at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. And with that report, our broadcast partner, David Dolan. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Jewish people at the Temple Mount during the Feast of Tabernacles has a past, present, and prophetic significance. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Feast of Tabernacles reminds Jewish people of living in a sukkah, a thatched hut, while they were wandering in the wilderness for those 40 years. Today, in order to remember that time, the Jewish people will live in a sukkah for the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And as the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah said, Jews, and in fact all of us, will visit Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles on an annual basis in the future. That's Zechariah chapter 14. As we look at the past and the present of Feast of Tabernacles, we must also look to the future and remember God's plan for all of us as it relates to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...